As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
We'll be hopefully having a feel-good Friday tomorrow with both fan bases feeling good about their picks, although that doesn't necessarily matter because Joe Shane got an A+ drafting Kayvon Thibodeau and Evan Neal. We all love that.
Sure we did.
And it didn't work out that way.
Oh, it hasn't, and the question will be, will Kayvon Thibodeau be a part of a package being traded later on in the first round tonight? Who knows?
Yeah, well, that was something that Todd McShay said. I'd be totally fine with that.
What does Carson Shane say?
I don't know about that one. But
that's the go-to guy, it seems like, right now.
That is the go-to guy. And you can go back on the free Odyssey app and see what I'm talking about in the open. Is Carson Shane, Joe Shane's son, who wanted the Giants to trade up to get Jaden Daniels last year, put out a Jackson Dart highlight reel on his Instagram yesterday, then deleted it, then made his account private. So what does that mean? Does that mean Jackson Dart is going to end up with the New York Giants? And by the way, there's no guarantee that they get him. And they could love him if that's the case. We don't know. They could love Shuck. They could love Dart. But, you know, they're going to take Abdul Carter number 3. They're not taking one of those quarterbacks number 3. And chances are that that second pick in the second round, if they love Jackson Dart that much, another team's going to like him too, they're probably going to have to trade back up. You're going to have to find that partner. It's not easy.
No, it's not.
Not easy, man.
It's never easy, but that's what makes it fun.
That's right.
And, you know, remember the Eagles jumped up in front of the Giants to get Devontae Smith, and then all of a sudden the Giants ended up with young Joker.
Yeah, that was as miserable of a scenario as you could possibly have. And in the process of getting Kadarius Toney, they passed on Micah Parsons. So that was the other part of that.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's as bad as it gets. So it went Devontae Smith, Micah Parsons, and then like 2 picks later. I mean, no, it was Devontae Smith, Kadarius Toney, Micah Parsons. Whew. Rough man, one.
Bandit, the Giants lose that one.
Ooh.
I mean, because that's in your own division, too. That's 3 teams in the same division.
Yeah, I mean, and they love Devontae Smith, and they wanted a wide receiver desperately, and I think that they panicked at that situation. And the other thing that I'd love to know, if I could just, anybody was a part of that draft room, with that Kadarius Toney pick, did you talk to him? Did you meet him at all?
Yeah, they had to.
And you still used the first round pick on him?
Which is really bizarre. That's the thing, man. You got to make sure you know these kids. God, you have to make sure that they are all there. That you know, you can't. You got to get past the combine stuff. You got to get past the productivity in college. I mean, all of that's there. You could see it.
Yeah.
But that's why you got to go deeper. You got to find out more. And I'm thinking people are finding out a little bit more about Shedeur Sanders as this process has gone on. And that's one of the reasons why he seems to be dropping so quickly.
Yeah. And maybe, so as we mentioned before, it's a combination where Phil Simms believes that there was no way that he was going to be drafted in the top 3 no matter what. So when people say he was dropping out of the top 3, it wasn't necessarily dropping. It was just that the media was evaluating him in that way where the NFL teams were not.
Well, Mel Kiper had him like number one on the board for the longest time.
Still does, yeah.
I mean, what?
Yeah, so there's that. So then, all right, you take that, maybe have him more like where the Saints are picking at nine, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Maybe have him there would make more sense. Now, with whatever is going on, which God knows, but he is now dropping to like where the Steelers are at 21.
He's had some interviews. He's had his pro day. There's been more like due diligence, I feel like, on him than anybody else.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I guess it's because, I mean, it's definitely because of his name. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah, I mean, no, if he was Shedeur Smith, nobody would be really talking about him incessantly the way that we have been. And that's part of the curse of having his dad, who his dad is. I mean, Patrick Mahomes had to deal with that. You know, you have a name that is recognizable. Now, this is in the sport that the dad played.
Right. I mean, and Patrick Mahomes Sr. was like a, you know.
They were showing highlights of Patrick Mahomes when he was at Texas Tech before the draft. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about, you know, how certain guys got traded for. Like Emmitt Smith got traded for during, you know, they got one up to go get him.
Yeah.
And, of course, Kansas City traded for Patrick Mahomes to move up to go get him. And how like Jerry Rice was traded for by the 49ers. Some of the great trades that have worked out for the teams who have made the trades.
Yeah.
And it'll be interesting to see what happens here with Shedeur Sanders. This, you know, in 2 years from now, maybe he is the second coming. Who knows? Or he's out of the league.
And where's Baldy's big trade? Brian Baldinger, who we all like, by the way. All of us love Brian Baldinger. I always said that, you know, him doing color commentating was one of my favorites, and I always thought that he should have been doing more games because he was able to break down things that might have been more confusing to me in a way that was, I got it. And he was also, you know, he was doing like the Tony Romo thing, just like you were doing the Tony Romo thing, you know, predicting things that were going to happen, you know, based on the study that he did of the game and knowing what was coming. But he said there was going to be a big trade. A blockbuster.
Like he knew what the trade was.
Yeah. And he said, not an if or when, so get ready, buckle up, big trade. And maybe he's in that situation now where he's like, I don't even care if I'm wrong. I'm just going to put it out there. But
right. And if I'm right, then it works and it's good. But you got to believe if there's a trade, it's got to be a team that feels like, you know, they're on the cusp of a championship. So there's probably about eight of those teams. And you would think that one of those teams may like one of these young kids that's going to fill a hole for their team. Like, could it be like the Kansas City Chiefs love Ty Warren?
Yeah, the tight end. Or maybe Ashton Jeanty.
True. I mean, like, you know, and that's the one kid who's going the opposite way. Ashton Jeanty. He seems to be rising in the eyes of many NFL people
you
and
know
scouts.
Who, you know who you can thank for that? Two guys. Saquon Barkley and Jahmyr Gibbs. Because
Bijan Robinson too, I would say.
Yeah, but Bijan's been a little disappointing.
Well, I think that team has been disappointing.
Okay. So that's what I'm saying. Like, but Saquon Barkley, even though he was drafted all the way back in 2018, his season last year, and the fact that he took the Eagles, you know, to that the promised land after losing the Super Bowl without him, and then winning the Super Bowl with him, and how great he was. Everybody's like, well, man, if you got a good team, you know, a dynamic running back, man, not so bad. And then Jahmyr Gibbs' pick, getting him on a good team, and seeing how dynamic he was in year one, I think, was another thing that, caught people's attention.
I'll tell you what, it's pretty impressive watching that Ashton Jeanty and how many people just bounce off of him.
Yeah.
And how hard it is to tackle him because of his low center of gravity.
Yeah. Big and thick.
Oh, he's thick, all right.
Yeah. Well, he's going to be that next guy. I mean, he's just, and these young running backs, man, they burst on the scene when they're good. You know, and the knock is always like on the first round running back. You find a guy just like that in the second or third round. Not every time.
Not every time, no. Look at Saquon Barkley. He's a gold jacket guy.
Yeah. Touched by the hand of God.
Yeah. I mean, he was touched by the hand of God when he put on the Eagle uniform.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, when he did that, which is still something that has never been done and will never be done again. The backwards leap over a defender.
Yes.
Without even watching where he was going, he leapt over a defender backwards.
And think about this. This time last year, they were trying to figure out whether or not they were going to sign him. And he decides to go to Philadelphia for whatever reason. And then not only does Philadelphia sign him to a better contract, they not only do that, they rip up the contract and give him an even better contract going into this year.
Yeah, they also gave him a Super Bowl ring, too. So, yeah.
Oh, he's a big part of that.
No, I know. But my point is that, yeah, a lot of things Saquon has gotten since he's gone to Philadelphia, and he's earned it all.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.